Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Joe Montone, founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. We have a great show for you planned today. We have a guest coming on. His name is Jason Gonzalez, and Jason will be with us shortly. He'll be calling in at 11:05, and Jason is the executive director for the House of Adonai Recovery Home, which is a recovery home down in the northeast Philadelphia area at Frankfurt and Pratt. And basically, they've been doing great work for many, many years. And the WINGS program actually was a program which we implemented there way back in 2010. We were there for about 5 years, and we accomplished a great deal there. We had many, many men come through the program, many of which, have done well. And that's, all focused on Alcoholics Anonymous. And getting men clean and sober is really an art. 83% of the people out there who are in recovery actually fall down and, don't make it. So we need to do better. And Jason will be with us shortly talking about success in reentry and also recovery. And just tell you that Jason was on the program couple years ago. He is now again the executive director for the House of Adonai. And before he calls in, we just want to again let you know that our program is now in its 18th broadcast. We want to thank our listeners for providing the support we need to continue moving forward each and every day in our work in my Father's Vineyard and in the WINGS program. Currently, we're in the Philadelphia prison system, coming through session 9 in a 20-session program, working with 50 to 55 men each and every week. We're down there several times a week at two facilities, and there is no shortage of work in the PPS. And so we have work to do, without question. There are over 7,000 men incarcerated in the Philadelphia prison system. And we've been there. We're now in our seventh year and have put through 1,600 men through the program. So we definitely have made an impact as we've been, steadily working on a success rate of about 80% for men home 1 year and about 92% for men home in their second year. So these are, very, very excellent results. But although we have good results, we have some men who have passed on in the program due to poor choices. And we have other men who are serving time upstate due to regression in the WINGS program as well. So that can happen because the population we work with, really some difficult stories. And a lot of men are habit pattern for criminal behavior and also drug abuse and are unable to, let go of it. But we are working on it each and every day. And I want you to know that we definitely have made some progress. So I want to wish everybody a great day. And as we have Jason Gonzalez calling in, we will be talking with him shortly. But again, it's a privilege and a pleasure to be here. We're now into the fall season. It's a beautiful day. And I have Dave Parker here in the studio. And David, I just tell you that, I want to thank you for your support during the radiothon. But here at the studio this morning, God bless you and your family. And I want to thank you for everything you
thank
do for
you,
us.
Joe. Likewise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I believe we have Jason Gonzalez on the air. Jason, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Jason, good morning and welcome back to Finding God in Prison and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today?
Busy, but absolutely phenomenal.
Okay. I want to just take a moment again to welcome you to Holy Spirit Radio. You were on the air here several years ago, and we had an interview prior to you coming on today. Also, I'm looking at some of your writing assignments that date back to August 2014, at the House of Adonai. And I know you're the executive director today of the House of Adonai, and you're doing some great work down there in Philadelphia. And I'd like to give you a chance to speak a little bit about the work you're doing today as the executive director of the House of Adonai and the 12-step program, and really, you know, how things evolved in that position for you.
Okay. Well, in August of 2016, actually it was October 15, 2016, is when Bob, who was the CEO, executive director of the program and founder, had passed away, and he is my father-in-law. So basically just during that time, when he had gotten sick, you know, my wife and I, Bobby Ann, we weren't sure of exactly what was going to go on and what we were going to do. You know, we did have, like, what if that, you know, at night, you know, as we were talking, and, you know, but it just kind of happened so quickly when he got sick. And, you know, I knew that God was calling me into the position of, you know, executive director, basically the big shoes that Bob had on. And it was a very difficult situation for me. I was the project coordinator of a marble and granite company, and, you know, I had a salary, you know, I had great pay, and I was comfortable. So when this all happened, during that period of time that Bob was sick, you know, Ad and I was kind of struggling. There wasn't certain things that were getting paid, and a lot of things. So I knew when I came in that there was a lot of fixing that had to be done, and you know, and there was only, it took a certain person to do it. And I knew, like I said, God was calling me into that position. So, you know, when I stepped in, it's been a challenge. And I'm really working on trying to advance Adonai today to basically be able to help men and women again. We recently had to shut our women's house down in December, one, because there wasn't really any woman in there to assist them, and for two, it was a bill that I wasn't able to handle at the moment. Coming into the program, like I said, there was a lot of depth in the program, and I'm still working on that depth at the moment.
Okay, and so you know, with Bob's passing, now Bob Beck was the founder and previous executive director of the House of Adonai. Bob was actually a guest in our program about a year before, you know, he passed. And, you know, I know Bob, you know, for many years, because we were at the house and doing our program every Tuesday. I was on his board as well. And so he definitely, you know, made an impact on a lot of people. And so as you, you know, take on the new position and look to advance the House of Adonai, what do you see as three of the, you know, needs that you have, Jason, at the house that maybe some people who are listening might be able to help you with?
Well, you know, as I'm experiencing this as being director here, for one, I'm also noticing that, you know, people are watching me and they want to make sure, you know, there was people that were involved with Bob before. Some are still involved. Some are just kind of out in the field, I believe, just kind of seeing what's going on with that, and I'm making sure that, you know, God is still present here and that he's still, you know, that this is the way it's supposed to go. So I've been building a lot of relationships, and there are certain people who have known me for the 15 years that I've been a part of Adonai, that have stuck by my side and, you know, are still working with me. But for the most part, to advance Adonai, what I'm really working on right now is I'm trying to get a bigger building. I'm trying to get literally a school. And the purpose is to basically put everything in a nutshell. You know, everything that's going on right now with the opioid epidemic, everybody's looking for a solution. And I'm talking with a lot of big people right now in the city and trying to give them a solution that, well, at least I'm staying out of the field of what everybody else is trying to do, which isn't making sense as far as in certain talk that's like suing the city and things like that. It's just stuff that I'm not involved with. My only purpose is try to advance Adonai to be able to come up with a better solution. And as I was saying, what I'm trying to do is have everything in a nutshell as far as in Adonai having its own intensive outpatient program as well as its own detox. And the reason why is going through this process myself, I've realized that when men and women have to go to like a detox, that once they get out, there's really, it's like they have to find a place to go or whatever the case is. And then if they don't have money or insurance or whatever the case is, they find themselves right back on the streets. And I'm trying to eliminate them having to focus or worry about that. So Adonai is what I'm trying to do is any man, woman, homeless on the street or whatever the case is, that as we've been out there, kind of like feeding the homeless and building relationships, and it's a process. I've only been in this seat for a year, but this is what God has me doing, which is I know the key to getting to a person's heart is building a relationship with them, and that's exactly what we've been doing. So I believe that if I was able to get to get this building, that the relationships that we built, we'd be able to get them to come and come into the program because they trust us now. You know, so it's been a process.
It is it's a journey, and you're doing great work, and it's not without challenge, no question, Jason. And Bob and I talked many years ago. In fact, on November 16, 2010, we had a discussion about the needs and concerns of the men at the House of Adonai. And I'm looking right at that document that actually states that. It came after our 90-minute presentation down there for 15 men, and we had quite a few guys there. When you look at the needs and concerns of the men, how many men do you actually have at the house right now?
25.
And you have that's in two buildings, correct, or three buildings?
Three buildings. We have the 29 house, which is when the men first come into the program, and as we had spoke before, coming into the program, I don't allow men to work for the first 4 months. It's always been that way. We basically want them to focus on building a relationship with Christ. If they never had one, learning how to build one.
Okay, and so it's a 12-month program. First 4 months, you cannot work. And during the first 4 months, what actually do the men do on a daily basis?
We have two Bible studies in the morning time, besides devotions when they first get up. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they have an intensive outpatient program, which they attend. I actually just had to switch that. They were attending the Wedge Medical Facility when I came into the program, and I actually had to switch that because we've been a part of the Wedge for years. We actually helped pretty much start the Wedge, the House of Adonai, and they cut compensation off of us as of in March, and that paid 80% of Adonai's bills. And when they cut that off, that was pretty much like a $4,500 check a month. I had to figure out something else to do because we were already in debt, and now I'm dealing with a loss of $4,500 income a month for the House of Adonai. And so, I switched the program. It's been very tough. It's been very tough, but we've been just kind of above water, and that's pretty much that situation.
Okay. So, I know that you have a lot of manpower, a lot of guys who have talents, but they need to get clean and sober, no question about it, to make sure that that doesn't get in the way of actually doing the work out there in the field where you can get paid for that. But, as we're talking and discussing, I'm a problem solver, and we're trying to figure out how to bring more revenue into, the house. And one of the things I'd like to just recommend is that take a look at the men who are there and make a list of all the talents. Now, they can't work for 4 months, but they can do some service together as a group that maybe you can, take care of some jobs just as a group, in a group effort, maybe even a community service project in which a donation is made back to the house. It could be a painting project. It could be, and it's not a full-time thing, but just short-term project management in the midst of, those first 4 months where guys are actually, working on everything else. But just a thought to help alleviate some of the, financial burden.
Mm-hmm. And, the guys, I do allow guys, like, it depends on where they're at and what they're doing and how serious they are. Some of them been in the program before. So it depends where they're at with a situation. I allow guys to, get a day work here and there so they can get a pack of cigarettes or, their needs that sometimes they need. But at the same time, I look at it this way. It's only 4 months, And it's so crucial because there's so much to learn in that 4 months in a matter of what they need to change. And it takes, you know, like I said, I work individually with each person, and I kind of open up their eyes to view things in a different way. And I'm really working on unity right now to where each man understands what each person is going through, because everybody's going through something different. And if we don't know what they're going through, then we can't help each other. You know, so I'm really trying to implement that, and it's been really working out well. But like I said, there's so many things for them to work on and focus on. I'm giving them direction on, you know, how to work on something for 30 days consecutively and it become a habit, you know, things like that. And but like I said, it takes this 4 months. They don't get this 4 months again after they get into that second phase, because now they're focusing on responsibilities. You know,
right, sure.
And they can't work on the things that are so important so that they don't continue, so that they don't come back into the 4 month program.
Right.
You know,
if you look at your, if you look at the men in the program, and you were in the program at one time, would you say that most of the issues are related to alcohol or narcotics?
You know what? It's a mixture. I don't think there could really be a level on that. I mean, I even take guys straight out of, you know, prison, and these guys are coming, you know, two years clean or whatever the case is, and their situations are different than the situations of the guys coming straight off the street. Like I said, everybody's situation is different, and I handle it different, and that's why I try to show men to focus on what they need to focus on and not what the other man is doing, because they're not the same. They're not in the same boat.
Right, exactly. Just want to highlight a couple of guys who have come through the program. And, you know, first guy up is Charles Hall, who graduated the WINGS program April 24th, 2012. How is Charlie doing today?
Charles is doing awesome. He actually still attends Cornerstone Church. And, he's still doing what still walking the walk.
Excellent. Now, Charlie attended the WINGS program, Jason. He did 27 sessions with us on Tuesdays and graduated. And I know he's a great piano player. I seen him at some of those Christmas parties. And and so, you know, that's great that he's 5 years out and he's still, you know, doing well. Mm-hmm. How about Jordan Parisi?
Jordan Parisi.
Now, Jordan Parisi, he graduated April 10th, 2012, and he did 11 sessions in the program and actually went to school and got his electrical apprenticeship, I believe, and has his own business in Philadelphia. Last I spoke to him, actually, it was with Bob on the show. He was doing excellent, and, you know, we had written him a letter of support to go to, you know, one of the organizations, even maybe a union that he was applying to. But anyway, at the time, you know, we're talking about 5.5 years ago, and I believe he is still out there doing, you know, very well with his family. And that was the last Bob had updated us with him. So,
mm-hmm.
But is there any... Yeah, go ahead.
Do I have enough time to, you know, I'd like to read the proposal that I kind of just wrote about, you know, what's going on, and, you know, since I've been in office, it kind of explains a little bit more. It'll be, you know, I'll repeat myself of a couple of things I've already said, but I think the proposal kind of just explains a lot more of the situation and what's going on.
Okay. How long is the proposal?
It'll take me about 3 minutes to read.
Okay. If you can you put it in a succinct form and just give us the overview of what it is that some of the highlights of it?
Okay, sure. All right. It just basically starts off as, you know, my name is Jason Gonzalez. I am the executive director of a 5-star rated nonprofit organization, 5031C, called 12 Steps Ahead Holistic Recovery Center, DBA, the House of Adonai. The House of Adonai was established in 1996 by CEO Robert A. Beck III, my father-in-law. Robert, known as Bob or Big Sky, was an amazing man with a heart of gold. He was the only man I knew that would take a man right off the street not caring if he had a dollar in his pocket. Bob dedicated his life in something he believed in, and that was hope, the same hope that was given to him when he turned his life around. He believed that God would use Adonai to plant seeds and change the lives of any man or woman that was called to Adonai by teaching us how to be loving, selfless, and obedient disciples. Bob had many achievements, one being on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper November 14, 2004 for being successful in recovery, and awards such as the Mayor's Making a Difference Award presented to him on June 4, 2014 by Mayor Michael Nutter. The list of achievements and lives saved through Adonai cannot be counted but proved by the many graduates of the program, including myself. In August of 2016, Bob got sick and passed away on October 15, 2016. It was so unexpected and happened so quickly that my wife, Bobby Ann Beck, Bob's daughter, and I didn't know what to do. Although my wife and I did stay up late nights during the time Bob was sick talking about what if, I didn't think it hit us until it actually happened. I'm thankful that we took the necessary steps before he passed to protect the ministry. Little did I know, or should I knew, but didn't want to believe, that God was calling me into the big shoes that Bob had on. When I look back, it wasn't even the thought of doing what I knew had to be done. At the time, I was the project coordinator of a marble and granite company called Marble Concepts in Feasterville, PA, with a great salary, and made the decision to put my 2 weeks in and go into office. It's like the whole 17 years I've been a part of Adonai, and like a son to Bob, I was being raised to take on this mission, which is the legacy that Bob started, saving men's and women's lives through the program that saved mine. As executive director, my goal is to take Adonai to a whole new level of being able to help men and women. The purpose behind this letter proposal is to find donors who have the same heart that Bob had and I have towards making a difference, not only in our community, but in the lives of so many struggling. We, and I say we because I don't do this alone, are looking for help assisting us in being able to provide a larger facility and become the first facility to have everything in a nutshell, which would include an intensive outpatient program as well as a detox, giving men and women a better chance of not being tempted by having to go from one facility to another. My point to all this is that I have a better and safer and more successful solution. I must also at this time tie in another mission behind this letter proposal. On June 21st, 2017, the government started to clean out the tracks off of Frankfurt Avenue between the streets of Allegheny Avenue and Lehigh Avenue in Kensington, where needles and empty baggies can be found almost everywhere you look. 75 to 150 people reside on those tracks at any given time in tents and homemade forts. Many of my brothers and sisters from Cornerstone Community Church, located on the corner of Frankfurt and Allegheny, have been ministering to these people for quite some time and have built many relationships. And there's also many other people that have been doing the same thing. I just have to put that out there because it's not just Cornerstone. Many of these people are looking for a second chance at life and are sick and tired of being sick. One of the issues due to them feeling hopeless is some have used their insurance to the limit and cannot get into detox. Some are willing but cannot get into recovery without insurance and rent money upon entering. I think it's awesome that the city cleaned up the tracks, but I also care about what their options are now. I'm looking at this as an opportunity for us to show any person on those tracks a different way of life, as long as they are willing and as we are building relationships, I'm finding out that love is the only key to gaining trust to a person's heart, no matter how shattered it is. The solution and an opportunity to bring Adonai to the next level is a bigger facility that would include everything needed to help a person get back into society with a solid foundation based on unity. The fields needed to make this successful would be a psychiatrist. Well, I don't have to go into all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just basically stating, you know, where I'm at and where Adonai's at and what we're trying to do.
Okay.
And anybody, you know, who is willing to help in this situation that we're dealing with would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, and that's great. And I'm glad you read that. And, you know, I don't think there's any coincidence at all in my own life. And I think that God brought us together this morning with Bob's death almost a year ago now, October 15, 2016. You know, we have an opportunity to, you know, carry on the good work that he did and just continue to move forward in saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having been involved for many years, over almost two decades in terms of incarceration, reentry, and also recovery work myself, I know that, you know, each and every year people are, you know, passing away due to addiction. And so, you know, my friends, if you're out there listening, you know, we're speaking with Jason Gonzalez, the executive director of the House of Adonai, which really means the House of God. And he is in place down at Frankfurt and Pratt, roughly, on Frankfurt Avenue. And we were down there with the Wings program for a good number of years. And if you can, you know, see your way clear to support his efforts down there, which is really in the heart of Philadelphia and the drug issues that are, you know, surrounding that neighborhood. If there's anything you can do to help us out, I want you to feel free to give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570 here at Holy Spirit Radio. And also, Jason, if you'd like to give people a number for the House of Adonai and a way that they can maybe donate to help you. And, you know, as I look at some of the work that we did, we brought a lot of toiletries for the men and all kinds of things, men's clothing and things through, you know, some of our sessions. If somebody would like to do something like that, how can they do it?
They could basically just look up the House of Adonai and go right on the website. It's usually right on the right-hand side once they look it up, and they just click on website. And there's actually a PayPal account that's set up in there. And, you know, there's certain ways you can do it. You can just do a one-time donation. You can do set it up to where it's like a monthly thing that you do, whether it's $20 or whatever the case is. I think there's only been one person that's been that's actually been gradually doing it on the PayPal account. But at the same time, I haven't actually got myself out there and explained this and been able to, you know, let people know the situation. So I'm hoping that people understand the situation and that they're, that, you know, they actually go on the website and, you know, and see what we're doing. And I want to help out.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, like every, effort that is created, you know, it's a journey. You know, yesterday I was down at the one of the high schools, the academy down by Calvary Chapel on Philmont Avenue, where they have a tremendous high school, and they have a great pastor there who's had a radio program for over 25 years. And you know, they started out without schools, and today they have a high school of 500 students, which is an amazing thing. So you know, obtaining a building is just a natural progression for the kind of work that you're doing. I see, you know, that you want to get your own inpatient and your own detox to bring some efficiency to the actual process of becoming clean and sober. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so it makes complete sense. And I think, you know, where the faith is strong and the intentions are good, God will bless. And, you know, I like the ideas, and it's part of the natural growth and development of the House of Adonai. You know, in the WINGS program, we're always looking for winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. And I think this idea, this concept of, you know, having, you know, your 12-step program, your inpatient, your detox under one umbrella, I think is a natural. And it's only a matter of time before it actually happens. And I know in Philadelphia, there are many buildings that are vacant. And there are places that could be used without question. I want to just ask you a question now. If you take us back to your own you know, challenges with addiction, you know, when did you actually start using, and what was your drug of choice?
Well, you know, I actually have a little. It's called my personal information on this proposal because I wanted people to kind of see about where I came from and what I've been through. So this kind of just sums it up and keeps it short and simple. How about I just read that?
Go ahead.
All right. So it says, I was born and raised on Long Island, New York. My parents were separated when I was two. I resided with my mom and two sisters until I was 12 and made the decision to go live with my dad. It wasn't long after living with my dad that I found out that he was an addict and abusive. I remember my grandfather passing away shortly, and as a family, we decided to move upstate New York, where my dad could try to stop using drugs. At the age of 16, I left my dad and went back to Long Island. My mom had turned her life around, and I was now living in New Jersey. It wasn't long before she came and picked me up to come live with her in New Jersey. Going to live with my mom was the start of a whole new life. I started attending the church that my mom was the worship leader for 17 years. At 17, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. To be honest, it was the best experience of my life because I truly felt my God and was learning how to build a relationship with Him. It wasn't until the age of 19 that I started hanging out with the wrong crowd and started experimenting on different kinds of drugs. It wasn't long before I got hooked on my drug of choice, which was crack cocaine. During this period, I wasn't sure what was going on. I say that because I'd never been that guy to say, God, why are you doing this to me? But asking him what the purpose of this was because I already knew he loved me. So I was on my road to recovery and experienced my first Christian recovery house when I was 21, called My Brother's Keeper in Camden, New Jersey. I stayed for 3 months and went back out. I then tried another Christian program in Wisconsin and came home 3 weeks later and went right back out to getting high. Mom took me in a few times, but I always ended up leaving until she got fed up and closed the door. I was incarcerated already several times at this point, mostly for unpaid traffic tickets. I was 24 when I came across Ad and I after leaving the Last Stop Recovery Center in Kensington, PA, where I resided for a few months and was in AA program, which was ran by a man named Eddie Z. I was in Ad and I for 6 months before I relapsed, but Bob took me back and gave me another chance and stayed for 8 months. It wasn't until I was almost 26 that I started taking recovery seriously and started to learn the process to recovery. Throughout the years, I've learned so much, although it took me 4 times to graduate Ad and I and experienced at least 2 other programs in between. I say all this because I believe it's important to understand that recovery is a process and gives me the outlet to addicts showing them I am no better. It's by grace I have been saved through faith, and I truly believe that. The difference is that God allowed me to experience this life and taught me the tools needed to overcome and teach others how to do the same. The bottom line is that there are some people and even family that have given up hope for me going through my addiction. But there were some that didn't. It's because of those that didn't give up on me that I was able to have the ambition to keep fighting. My three daughters played a huge role in that as well. Today I am married to my beautiful wife and have 3 daughters and 2 sons all in my life. With all this being said, I hope that you can see the big picture and know that this is not a coincidence but divine, and I believe my Lord and Savior will have his way. I stopped rolling the dice a long time ago, understanding the accountability to the truth I know. I truly believe, as it is quoted, one of the questions we will be asked at the judgment seat of God. He asks, What did you do with what I gave you? The gifts, the talents, the wisdom, the knowledge, did you use them for you, or did you give them to help another person? Thank you for your time, and I hope this was and will be encouraging in your life as well as mine.
Okay.
God bless.
That's great, Jason. It's a, you know, swiftly as you read through that, you know, I can see, you know, the evolution from age 2, you know, where you had a separation of your parents and then went to your dad at age 12, you know. You know, even though you found, you know, your faith at 17 and started, you know, in prayer, somehow at 19, the wrong crowd had an influence. They had an impact on you, maybe even an introduction to crack cocaine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so by 21, you end up in recovery and for 3 months and then back out and then in recovery again and then back out. And so, you know, today, you know, it's exactly as you said, you've been through it 4 times at the House of Adonai to succeed. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to, you know, to succeed in recovery. And there are many struggles that men have. What was the greatest struggle that you actually had in going through the recovery process?
Well, I would have to say knowing that God was using me for an example, and the importance of me carrying that out. Now, you know, if I was to say, you know, the third time that I was in the program, there was a lot of things that I went through, especially because of the fact that, you know, my mom was once, you know, nine years ago, was engaged to Bob, and, you know, it didn't work out. The point of that was that there was a lot of men that actually put me through a lot of persecution because I was always called the special child and things like that. So long story short, in that third time that I was in the program, all that stuff that I went through allowed me to be aware when I came back the fourth time of what I was going to experience, and not to mention what we're supposed to endure, especially just in life alone. And it was the teaching basis here, the foundation that allowed me to open my eyes to that and see that and be aware.
Okay, good. And so today, you know, as you're now the executive director, you have 25 men. What are some of the struggles that you see men coming through?
Direction. They have no direction.
Okay. And so for 7 years, we actually, you know, provided, you know, strategic planning, action plan development to give them direction, you know, in the WINGS program on Tuesdays. That's what our focus was. You actually attended the WINGS program many times, and I'm looking at some of your writing assignments here. One of the questions I asked you is August 13, 2014, you know, where would I like to be in 5 years? So this is like a five-year plan. We normally on day one look at the one-year and five-year plan, start working towards, you know, an actual action plan to create that and then work the plan. And here's what you said. With the necessary steps that need to be taken to make it possible to be where I would like to be, starts off with putting Christ in the center of everything I do to get there. In the first year, I am working on being a father to my kids and restoring relationships. Within the first and second year, I would like to work on stability and maintaining my responsibilities by starting my own business. I am also praying on being reunited with my kids' mother and would like to get married with in the second year towards the third. By the fourth year, I would like to be looking at houses and maintaining being the provider for my family. And finally, by the fifth year, I would like to be fully established, possibly owning my own program called 40 Days and 40 Nights to help people restore their relationship with God, if not bringing them to God and placing them on a strong foundation of faith. So as you objectively, you know, listen to your own, you know, target, how do you see yourself today in comparison to what you thought you would be doing?
Well, I can tell you it definitely took a lot quicker than the 5 years that I was planning because, you know, today, you know, I definitely, I'm married. I have all my kids in my life today. I have my own house. You know, I'm pretty satisfied with the foundation that I have as far as what my family. And, you know, as far as in business now, I think just God had a different plan for me, obviously. But he knew my heart and he, you know, one of the things I think about all the time is knowing that, you know, for one, the shoes that I have on, it's a burden, but it's also at the same time a blessing. And I say that because for one, I'm very thankful that God, for one, even trusts me, you know, to have the accountability over men and lead, guiding, and directing them and giving that strength, hope, and encouragement. And I truly believe it's only because of the fact that, like I said, he knows my heart and, you know, and what I'm trying to do as far as in being obedient to him and who he wants me to be, you know, who he's called me to be.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I want to just take a moment, Jason, to let our listeners know that you're listening to Finding God in Prison here on Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and we are really focusing on the House of Adonai today, a recovery program, a 12-step program in the midst of North Philadelphia, who has been doing great work for many years. And we're talking with Jason Gonzalez, who is the executive director. My friends, if you're out there and you think you can help them, I'd like you to give us a call again at 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. Anything you think you can do for the 25 men who are living there, from men's toiletries to men's clothes to, you know, donations towards them, whatever you can do, you can go on a website, just Google House of Adonai and take a look. And, you know, see what the good work that they actually are doing. And, you know, Jason, you know, as we go forward, you know, through the year 2017, it's only a couple months, will be 2018, moving into a new year. And things are moving forward swiftly, you know, for a lot of people who are in recovery, you know, and there's no shortage of work for us in the WINGS program, as we're dealing with men incarcerated, the PPS, as well as on the outside. We have a gentleman, Jeff Collins, who's also been on the radio. Jeff is doing terrific. He graduated Gardensia. He actually came to the House of Adonai as a guest speaker a few times. Jeff is now a graduate of Gardensia. He also obtained, after several years, his GED and is now 52 years old. He actually went for a CDL license and is now working for a company called Roadtex. And he's out on the road today actually driving, earning close to $1,300 a week, or $5,200 a month and doing excellent. But he had 30 years of addiction and other things. We met at the House of Corrections. So there's a lot of success that comes through a great program, but it takes work and it takes a lot of commitment. Can you speak a little bit about the commitment that you see men making, you know, as they, you know, journey through the House of Adonai?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a lot of great guys right now, and a lot of them are really volunteering. You know, as I was speaking about, like, the struggles of funding right now with the House of Adonai, we normally used to pay our house manager. They would be on the payroll. And I literally have not been able to make a payroll for the house manager, but he and the one prior to him have made like commitments, not worrying about like the money. You know, they're worried about if they're doing the right thing and learning about how to be a leader. You know, their focus is on basically what God's trying to teach them and not about what they can get out of it, you know. And I think that's awesome that it kind of rolled out like that, because it's really teaching them that.
Right. Understood. Listen, we have a call into the station. We have someone who would like to set up an online donation to the House of Adonai, and they need your website, actually. What is your website, Jason?
All right. It is thehouseofadonai.org.
Okay, thehouseofadonai.org, correct?
Yeah, but I believe that if you just look up the House of Adonai, like on Google, it'll pop up, and if you just press on the House of Adonai, you click on the House of Adonai, and then the website will pop up on the right, and
okay.
You just click website.
All right, and that's HOUSEOFADONAI. That's
correct.
ADONAI and .org.
And just put in, yeah, and if anything, you just put in Frankfurt, Philadelphia.
Okay. And to Regina, who's out there, who'd like to help with this, we really appreciate you calling in. It shows that people are listening to our show and, you know, are taking action. You know, one of the things we always advocate for is that we follow in the book of, you know, of what James says about becoming a doer of the word and not a hearer only, and putting your faith into action. And that's what, you know, Regina's doing right now, and we appreciate that. And so, you know.
Yes, thank you, Regina.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking action. And if you like what you're hearing, my friends, if you'd like to help out at the House of Adonai, please give us a call again, 215-345-1570. This is Joe Montone. We're talking with Jason Gonzalez, the executive director of the House of Adonai, a 12-step program, a recovery program for right now 25 men who are there. And the goal is to actually build an inpatient program and a detox program under one umbrella so that we can bring some efficiency and really get better results. Am I right, Jason?
That's correct.
Yeah, because the results in recovery are really not very good. And throughout the nation, I think it's an 83%, you know, failure rate, or 17% success rate of men and women coming out of recovery and leaving it forever. One of the things we talk about in the WINGS program is, you know, your goal inside in the WINGS program is to come home early, to get off probation, and to never reenter incarceration again. That's the goal. It's very easy to come home, but can you stay home? That's the challenge. And for that, you need commitment. You need God's help. You need an action plan for the future. You need to have something going on in a positive way every day in what we call the 168, which is the total time available in a 7-day week. If you recall, Jason, you know, we focus on the 168, which is what you're doing today, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday. And it always has to be positive things. If you're not working on things and you have too much idle time, you're more apt to get into, you know, something that has taken you down in the past. Those past habits, the previous bad habits, really resurface time and time again. There's always somebody out there who's going to draw you into your most vulnerable area. But in an action plan, you need to know what that vulnerable area is and what you must do to overcome it. You know, and we were always talking about preparing an action plan for the judge on the inside and then working the same plan on the outside. And the judges want to hear exactly, not vaguely, you know, or make it abstract, but they want to know exactly what are you going to do in the first 30 days when you come home. And then you want to implement that plan and work through it and then show success. With the success, you know, in reentry or recovery, guys are coming home early, and for the guys who actually are doing it, they're actually getting reductions in probation time, which is a phenomenal thing. And we've had, you know, a lot of people, more than half of the people in the WINGS program inside are plagued with drug addiction. And so, you know, our job is to help them to find something other than the drug of choice, and that could come out of, you know, family life, education, work, community service, hobbies and sports. It can also come from our spiritual life, which is, you know, so important. And actually that is at the top of the list. Lining men up with what God says to do and what he says not to do is paramount in the WINGS program. So I just want to lay out a few things for our listeners as we talk with Jason. You know, we're today, you know, we're remembering, you know, the people who are succeeding and some of the men who have passed away. Now, we had you had the woman's home in place a year ago and beyond for several years. And I know how that was working because we were there also on every other Tuesday. But I know Sarah Benica was there, and Sarah was a guest on this show. And Sarah had, you know, before she passed, went to three schools with us and gave her testimony. But, you know, although, you know, she passed on before she did, she really became what we call a WINGS woman, and she gave testimony here on the radio and tried to do as much good as she can do. Unfortunately, sometimes your past catches up with you. And so can you talk a little bit about, Jason, in your experience, you know, at the House of Adonai, have you seen, you know, people, you know, who are struggling to the point where they actually passed on in the program?
Yes. And, you know, sometimes you don't even see it until it happens, because sometimes it happens so quick. And the reason why I say that is because of the opioid epidemic that's going right now. And it there's no second chances, you know. I had one of my guys, I know you know Jose, and you know Jose was one of the house managers here, and he did absolutely phenomenal throughout the whole time that he was here. And what happens is they stop getting connected. They think that everything's okay, you know, because they got some time in and whatever the case is, and they stop doing the program that they were doing. And they find that, you know, they find themselves with time, and then next you notice it's like it only takes that one time to get attacked and be open, and you know, and that's it. And that's exactly what happened with Jose. It just took one time. And the same thing with Keith. You know, Keith was going through a little bit of a struggle, but you know, he, like I said, you know, just another one who just made that decision, you know. But I guess long story short, we're trying to have a better success rate in that, and that's why I'm trying to implement this building, because I believe that it'll have that impact to be able to do that.
Okay, so I knew Keith and I knew Jose, and Jose, when did Jose overdose?
That was in June.
June of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith, I know, I think it was last fall, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so I know both of these guys, you know, had come through there, but this is the front lines of addiction. This is the population we're working with, Jason. And to get better results, we've got to enhance the program. We've got to make it better. We've got to fix what doesn't work, because there are a lot of programs throughout the nation that actually are out there, and people are funded by the state and federal grants and foundations. But remember, 83% failure rate is unacceptable. I come out of the field of aviation. The goal in aviation for the whole industry is zero accidents, zero incidents. And, you know, when an airplane goes down and 200 are killed, that's part of the failure rate. And this is the reality, you know. But we have to do better. And I think you're on the right track. I think, you know, we have to take a look at everything we're doing from A to Z and see if we can't improve and make the changes required to get better results. This time next year, you know, if we look at it, you know, from a program standpoint, we say, you know, in 1 year, where do we want to be? You know, where do we see ourselves in 1 year at the house, as the House of Adonai?
That's the thing, Joe. Yeah. Is I have a vision. You know, I have a vision. I have a big, huge vision, and it's like all the ducks are right there, but they're just not lined up yet because I only wear one hat. You know, and I'm looking for the people, you know, who have the other hats on that we can actually make this possible. And I'm working on that right now. I have a couple of great people who actually been a part of what I'm doing here and mentor me, literally. You know, they'll pull me in, they'll mentor me. And there's not many, you know, people that have been here that I knew that do that with me, you know. So I'm kind of finding out, you know, where people are at and what they're doing, who's, you know, serious and who really actually is serious about what's going on in the world today and where we stand with Christ, you know. And but that's where I'm at with that.
Okay. And, you know, you're really doing a great job. And we're putting it out there, my friends. This show goes out to, you know, many counties, Philadelphia County being one of them, Montgomery County and Bucks County, Mercer County, Delaware County. And I just tell you that you know, if you can, you know, see your way to help in any way the House of Adonai, please, you know, take action today. Go online and take a look at what they're doing down there, because they are doing great work and they have made an impact for, you know, really 2 decades. And that's a long time. You know, we have been here at Holy Spirit Radio since 1999, making an impact. We've been since May of 2001 at my father's vineyard, doing a lot of great work as well, reentry recovery, all kinds of things. And so, you know, you too, you know, Jason, will see the Lord's blessing as you're a very new executive director. Let me just tell you that. But as I'm looking at, you know, a little book I have on quotes, I'm looking at Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the 34th president of the United States. And he was the supreme commander of the Allied forces during World War II. And here's what he said about leadership. He said, "The art of getting someone else to do something you want to done because he wants to do it." Okay, so we have to you know, take a look at what we want other people to do and help and try to, you know, provide enough education and motivation to get them to do it. People who are in a position of authority to help us to actually make the necessary changes so that we can get those better results that we are trying to or striving to obtain. Does that make sense? And so we really, it's going to take leadership, you know. And I just tell you, as a captain of a plane and a previous director of a department, you know, as an executive director myself of a nonprofit, you need leadership, and you have to sustain and persevere through some of the challenges, whether it be a person overdosing this week or 6 months ago or a year ago. Things are going to come up where we have to persevere through, and we have to get through and you know, strive to, you know, maintain our captainship or leadership, as we call it. But my friends, if you're listening to the show and you like what you're hearing, if you have a heart for reentry or recovery, and you can do something for the House of Adonai, please give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And put your faith into action, my friends. We're trying to solve some problems. There are some voids that need to be filled, some challenges to overcome. And with your help, I know that we can do it. We only have, Jason, another couple of minutes on the show. I want to thank you for calling in today. And I wish you the very, very best, you know, at everything you're doing down there. I want to just propose that we begin, you know, maybe with an occasional spot with the Wings program back in the house to get some motivation for the guys in strategic planning on maybe a monthly or bi-monthly basis where the whole crew is there for that 1 hour and make something great happen. And what do you think?
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. You know, I was on the board there for more than 5 years, and I know, you know what you're doing. I know what Bobby had in mind, and you know, I know some of the challenges. You know, you have sometimes you can lose that motivation when, especially when somebody passes, like a Jose mm-hmm. or Keith, and you know, and anybody else, or Sarah Benneker, and of course with Bob's loss, you know, what a great loss a year ago this month. You know, we just dedicate our show today to Bob Beck and to you guys there at the House of Adonai and Bobby Ann, and that, you know, this year will be your best year ever for the House of Adonai, and we will help you
Amen.
To do whatever we can to get those results. But again, we only have about a minute left, so I want to thank you for calling in and
John,
being with us today.
Thank you so much.
You're very That's welcome, true. And God bless you. And for our listeners out there, my friends, we have about another minute to go. So, again, my name is Joe Montone, your host. You're listening to Holy Spirit Radio. This is 1420 AM WCOJ and 1570 AM WISP. And it is a privilege and an honor to be here. I want to take a moment to thank Regina for calling in and helping to solve a problem at the House of Adonai. I want to take a moment to thank our donors of the WINGS program, people supporting us both inside and outside of prison walls for many years. I want to just remind everybody that it is the fall season, and it is a beautiful day out there. I encourage you to tell someone you love them, tell your kids that you love them, and tell your wife, most importantly, that you really respect her and enjoy, you know, her company. Because I tell you what, people really need to be told that they're doing a great job. We have another 30 seconds out there, my friends, so I want to encourage you to just listen in to our next program, which will be the first Friday of the month at Holy Spirit Radio, Finding God in Prison. This is Joe Montone, your host. We'll be closing out the show with Jason. Jason, again, thank you for being with us on the air. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to have you.
Yes, thank you, Joe, and I appreciate it. And God bless everybody, and have a great day.
Thank you. And thanks to Dale and Jane and Frank here, and also Dave Parker, and God bless you all.
Lighting up the world as it lay sleeping.